Tamam. I'm typing in the chat. Hello? Okay, I don't know what happened. It just random. The space just randomly ended. I don't know if Twitter thought I was doing something bad. They're just like, bath, electronics, screaming, hello? You can't stream this. It didn't do anything. Alright, I have the bath running. Hold on, I'm reading the chat. Twitter's face doesn't like the water. Maybe. Alright, I'm gonna stop the water now because it's pretty full. Oh, the silence. I don't know if you guys... I think the Twitter Spaces stuff has like a noise cancellation thing. Maybe the phone dropping. No, I have two phones. Actually, it's funny. When I was at the studio, they tried to give me another iPhone. Actually, they tried to give me two iPhones. I have the one that I use for work. I have a new one that I actually just bought like last week because I purchased a new, like some new equipment that requires an iPhone mini, which is lighter weight and smaller. So I already have two iPhones, like, on my own at home. So I would have four iPhones for work. I don't need this. I already have them. It's fine. I had to take one of them only because it's an upgrade from the one we use currently. Can you guys hear that? Take all the phones. So in my possession, I would have had five phones in total because my personal phone, I have like Android, and my work phone is iPhone. I bought the new one for mocap stuff, and then yeah, they tried to give me two new phones because one is an upgrade, the other one was for like some other equipment. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Well, yeah, apparently the iPhone XR, we're upgrading from it, I guess. I don't know if that's a secret, though. I don't know. Not everybody has that one, though. I think that one's an older version that Myth got when we debuted. Hold all the phones in my hand. Yeah, like I'm holding cards. No, but I don't need that many phones, so I declined some of them at least. Yeah, the iPhone XR is pretty old because iPhone X is 10, right? I think they're on like 14 or something now. Oh, this bath feels so nice. I'm completely submerged. Oh, I put a bubble bra on. I'm definitely not fully clothed. Only soaking my feet. Yeah, and the water feels like it's getting cool already. I kind of wish it would stay. Alright, well, I was thinking during this time, while my feet are soaking, I need salt or something. Isn't that what people do? I need, I was gonna do like a karaoke, like a archived karaoke, I don't know. So, mind your ears. I'm gonna try not to be too loud. Wait, actually, maybe I should close the bathroom door. Now, I heard somebody sneezing yesterday. This is scary. No, there's no ads. No ads. There's definitely no Japanese ads playing on my phone right now. No. Just waiting. Itchy. I'm so itchy. I think it's the humidity. Well, let me try this one. Did it already start? Oh, here we go. I haven't sang and I don't know how long. Hold on, I gotta go back and check the free chat. I'm going to my channel. Cool. I am reading the free chat. Hydrate. Yeah, but my feet are wet. The acoustics are pretty good in the bathroom. That's true. Okay, hold on. Let me get water really quick. Hopefully I don't slip and fall. Okay. 大丈夫。I should just drink the bath water, right? Wait, I'm gonna put the AC back on anyway, since you can't. I don't think you can hear it while I'm in the bathroom. Ah, eh, I kind of hear it, but hold on. Okay. I gotta moisturize my feet. Not right now. I'll wait. Feels nice though. Bath water for sale. Okay, okay. No bath water. For sale. Hick. How about let's see. Okay, we'll do another one. Ah, you know, there's no ads playing. You guys gonna hear anything? Alright, I'm gonna stop it there. I wasn't really feeling Kitameki Rider today. That's okay. How about alright, I'll probably do like one more last one. Ina-san. Oh, it's so humid in here from the steam from the hot water. Thank you. Karaoke portion. I think I'll let the water drain. Wait, hold on. Let me open the chat again. I forgot. Well, I only have two phones in front of me, so I should have got the other one out. Too many phones. Why? Cool. Thank you, guys. See all the clapping in the chat. Thank you. All right, there goes the water. Yay! Ow! My hair got stuck on the faucet. Are my feet wrinkly now? Oh, no. Oh my god, I have a huge blister kind of underneath my big toe. I can feel it like every time I step. It'll probably pop in my shoes later while I'm walking. Yeah, it's only 7:30 a.m. here, so I still got the rest of the day ahead of me. Bye-bye, bath water. Bye-bye, bath time. Time to dry my feet. Hold on. Feels nice, though, having them soak. All right. Oh, drying so hard. Oh, ow. Hurt my blister. I bought socks. I've been wearing socks, but yeah, I don't know if it's because of the humidity. Maybe I'm not used to it or something, but it's making me kind of break out in like a rash. I have sensitive skin, too sensitive. Oh yeah, I have to brush my hair. I guess we could do hair brushing ASMR. I don't even know if you guys will be able to hear it actually. Can you guys hear this? Hair brushing. I mean, I brush my hair like before I shower. And then I just go to sleep with my hair wet and brush it like in the morning. My family always said if you go to sleep with your hair wet, you'll get sick, but I don't think I've ever gotten sick going to sleep with wet hair. Maybe if it's really cold. Maybe. I don't really have too many knots in my hair today. I don't know. My hair is really soft. I think my hair likes the humidity, but my skin does not. No wonder Japanese hair looks so healthy. Okay. Done. My feet are dry. I'm taking my lotion to the other area, not the bed. All right, I'm reading the chat now. Be careful. Japanese anime cold. Have moleskin for the blisters? No, I don't have any moleskin. No moleskin. It's okay, I'll live. This is my lotioned up hands. Now, putting lotion on my feet. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Oh my god. Oh, my feet are so messed up. I have so many, like, little red bumps. It's not normal. What the hell? It's only on, like, 1 foot, too. Ugh. It looks like I got attacked by a bunch of bugs. I should probably not speak so loud, just in case. Oh, lotion. Yeah, this foot isn't so bad. My left. No, never mind. I can still see. I can still see it. I also have a crooked toe, like Iris. But it's on my big toe, and it's, like, kind of crooked a little bit. So when I wear shoes for a long time, I get a lot of pressure on my, on, like, the toenail. And it looks like there's a bubble underneath my toenail. So I think it's gonna, my toenail might peel off soon. Because it looks like it's coming unstuck underneath there. I don't know, it's because it's there's, like, so much pressure when I walk in the shoe, because my toe is kind of, like, facing the other way. Ugh. Ugh. Lore. Yeah, sorry, you guys didn't need to hear about that. TMI. It's fine, though. Oh, itchy. I'm not in Japan for too much longer, so I will be back by next weekend for Watson weekend. A normal one. Ow. Oh, my. Now I'm scratching my ankles. My ankles are really itchy. Alright. Let me wash my hands really quick. Because I don't want to peel an egg with lotion all over my hands. I think the lotion will help. Hand washing in the smile. Yeah. Oh yeah, I gotta brush my teeth really quick. Does it make sense in the morning to brush your teeth before you eat or after? But I think you pretty much, like, brush your teeth when you wake up, right? But if you're going into, like, work or something, doesn't it make sense to brush your teeth after you eat? So if you brush your teeth beforehand, it kind of, like, messes with the flavor of everything. Hold on, I'm just taking my toothbrush over here to brush my teeth in front of my other phone so I can read the chat. Very aggressive. I like to brush my teeth when I shower too. And I like the bottom or the top first. I think the top of my teeth first. Ready to brush teeth before breakfast. Yeah, but why? Because you brush your teeth before you go to bed. Let me go to sleep. What are you watching? Is it stuff that comes up while you're asleep? Ow! Ow! You want to go to your lady?
the place I'm at and staying at gave me the toothbrush, I guess, and it's very small. Like, I mean, the part that holds the bristles, it's like kind of sharp. Nah, I got strong gums. They're not bleeding.
Yay! I accidentally swallowed some of the stuff. Swallowed some of the water I was gargling with. Hold on. One second.
Okay, I was using mouthwash.
Water spitting is one. Okay. Now I'm ready for an egg. Egg! Oh, I'll pull out all my snacks. And some tea. Okay, I'm back in front of the chat again. Now I can read the chat. I guess I'll peel the egg first. Where is it? Peel the egg first. So this was an egg I got from the kombini. It's says salted soft boiled egg, but it does come like you have to peel it yourself. So it comes in a little plastic container. Put that in the trash now. Egg cracking ASMR. Yeah, I'm just gonna eat it. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna unpeel it, and then I have some cold udon here, so I'll eat it with the udon, I guess. Can I crush it with my hand? I'm not gonna do that. I can't eat it if I do that. Yes, pre-made egg. You can get like a whole pack of these too. Like a pack of the pre-soft boiled eggs at the kombini. Wait, can you guys hear the egg peeling ASMR? Hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna turn off the AC again just in case, because there might be some noise cancellation. Alright, it's off. Now some nice. Wow. Chicken sticks. Oh, I had some. I had one yesterday. I got one from the kombini. It's like a chicken on a stick. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, a big chunk came off. Here, I can squish this one here. Ready? I crushed it in my hand. Yeah, surprisingly, it didn't. It's all connected by the membrane, so it didn't all. I thought it'd be messy. Okay, one egg peeled. Well, I only have one egg, so now I'm gonna try this cold udon noodle set that I got from the kombini last night. I didn't eat it though, obviously, because I'm gonna eat it now, I guess. And then this is my favorite dessert here. It says Mitarashi Dango, and it's, like I said, it's like a small pudding cup with, it looks like there's 5 mochi balls in here, but it's just covered in sauce, and then you just scoop them out with the sauce. I think, like, out of all Japanese desserts, probably, the Mitarashi Dango is my favorite. Mitarashi Dango, daisuki! I had my laptop open, but obviously I can't use it right now, so push it away. Alright, this udon pack, it comes with crunchy bits. It kind of sounds like cereal. You hear it? And then it looks like some seaweed and cucumber. And I think this is radish. Hold on. Okay, and then that comes in like this plastic container that comes, it's like removable on top of the noodles. And hold on, reading chat. Okay, chat is catching up. Hick, did I hick? And then it comes with this big sauce packet. I like seaweed. Clear dango? Does that count? Isn't it like moondrop jelly or something? Or moondrop cake? I've never had that before. Yeah, wakame. I think the radish is just like raw radish, but it's like grated, so it kind of looks like a paste. How do I open this sauce packet? Oh, I see a little thing to tear. Okay, and then there's a plastic wrap that separates the noodles from everything else. So, thick udon noodles. Not gonna heat the udon. This is meant to be eaten cold for like a hot summer day. Now I'm pouring the, can you guys hear, I'm pouring the sauce into the noodles. So yeah, no heating up. Now, oh, I have my chopsticks. Hashi. Horseradish sauce? I don't think so. I don't know if it's pickled, it might be. I'm gonna put some crunchy stuff. Crunchy. Oops. I accidentally sent some all over the desk. And the seaweed and cucumber. I'll put a little bit of the radish. Hold on. Yeah, right now because it's very hot in Japan, there's a lot of like cold dishes, like cold noodles. I want to try, what is the dipping noodle? Somen? Somen? Alright, now we mix all the noodles up. I like cold, savory food. I don't know if you guys like that. I love eating like leftover food while it's still cold. This is kind of like a savory cereal. Because there's crunchy stuff and you know, savory sauce. Alright, hold on. I have some of my favorite tea here. It's like a cold lemon tea. Oh wait, maybe I should shake it. I don't know. Yeah, cold pizza is tasty. Alright, so I got my egg. This is now a... What is it called? Mukbang? I've heard people pronounce it like mukbang. Okay, ready? Egg biting. Egg biting ASMR. I really dramatized that. I'm sorry if it sounded gross. Yummy. Yeah, the noodles are really nice. I love udon noodles. Usually I don't eat them because, I don't know, my stomach was hurting the first day I was here. And I think it was because when I was on the plane, they, like, gave me food. And, like, on kind of where it says where the food is made. And it was like, oh, made in the U.S. I don't know if it's something that is in, like, the food back home. Something that they put on the wheat or something like that. But the food in Japan hasn't been making me sick. But last time when I was here, I felt really sick after eating food at Universal Studios Japan. And I don't know where they get their, like, food stuff from. Maybe they import the wheat. Maybe they import the flour. But yeah, that one really made my stomach hurt. But, I don't know. I'm gonna go... Every time I come to Japan, I'll just eat whatever. And then when I go back, I'm going back on my healthy diet. Mm-hmm. And it's true, they do spray the wheat with stuff in the U.S. My building intolerance. I don't know. I've been too scared to eat wheat stuff when I'm back home. Because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to get sick and not be able to stream. But yeah, I've just been eating rice when I'm back home. I mean, I eat a lot of rice here too, because obviously, like, pretty much every dish has so much rice or noodles. All right, let's do a noodle slurping ASMR. That's it. That was it. Udon noodles are so chewy. Yeah, rice is really tasty. I was every time, like, because I have a rice cooker back home, and like I've looked it up online, and it says you shouldn't eat your rice in the rice cooker if like it hasn't been kept warm. But I don't understand, because like when you have bento in Japan and stuff, a lot of the bentos are just kind of like out, and the rice is out and stuff, and they're people will say like you shouldn't eat rice that hasn't been kept at a certain temperature because then it grows bacteria and stuff, but it seems like it's fine here in Japan, right? You can build up resistance to gluten. I don't know. I mean, I used to eat a ton, but yeah, I don't mind it. Even like, I think this is good because when I go back home, I don't really eat that much like junk food and sweets and stuff anyways, because like it makes my tummy hurt. But then when I go to Japan, I'll just eat, you know, whatever looks good. Yeah, it could be something that's just specifically in the US. I don't know. Yeah, I'm planning to get breakfast with Iofi, but I'm not gonna eat that much noodles. Also, while I'm here in Japan, I'm just like, well, I'll just eat as much as I can, whatever. And then I go back to eating healthy when I go back home. Yeah, but, you know, it balances out because I'm walking around a lot. But even then, because the food portions here are so small, I don't really feel like I'm eating that much. Like, I had French toast yesterday, but it was, the French toast that I got was very, very small. And it was, like, four really small pieces that equal to, like, I don't know, 1.5 or 2 pieces of, like, sliced bread. So it's really not too much at all. And then the, I went to a cafe and had souffle pancake. And honestly, I could barely, like, taste it. Because it has so much air in it, I think. It was like it like, melts in your mouth. It was not filling. Which is good, because I accidentally got, like, a whole set. So it came with, like, a tart and a parfait. And I was like, what the hell? But it was a really small, I couldn't finish the tart because it was too much. But the parfait was, it was pretty small too. I actually couldn't finish the parfait either. Too fluffy? No, it had a nice taste. The souffle pancake. It had a nice texture. But yeah, it was pretty light. It was pretty light. It was fancy. I went to, like, an area that's known for thrifting in Japan. It's called, Shimakitazawa. Shimakitazawa. And I didn't know, but apparently it's also the place where Bocchi the Rock takes place. You know, like, where they perform and stuff. So I went and found, like, the Bocchi the Rock, you know, the club that that stairway is based on. And it was all closed off because too many people, I guess, had been taking pictures. So they had a bunch of, like, cones and caution tape kind of, like, around the entrance. It's the place itself is called Shelter, I think. But yeah, in the anime, it's called Starry, I think. Yeah. So I couldn't see. They don't let you see inside. Just like the entryway to the stairwell is blocked off, like from the road, because people are blocking it off, probably. Tasty. Too famous, yeah. So cool though. Apparently that area is also known for doing like live shows and stuff. Having like unnamed bands or whatever. Yeah, I got a busy day today. I'm gonna do some stuff later with some people and then I have an appointment. But obviously I can't tell you guys anything beforehand for reasons. But I'll tell you guys possibly tomorrow. Oh yeah, the staircase from your name. That too. I haven't seen that one though. Well, I'm probably gonna end here soon, but do you guys have any questions before I go? I'll be streaming tomorrow. I gotta stop by the store and pick up an adapter. Akihabara? The stairs are in Akihabara? Hope my day is fruitful. Thank you. My leg's itchy. Elderly neighborhood. Staircase from the Joker. No, that's in New York, isn't it? Will I meet Yago? I haven't met Yago in person. No, not yet. What am I planning to stream tomorrow? I was planning to. It sounds lame, but I really like that fish tank game. And while I was like watching the VOD back, and I was just like drooling, kind of TV static in my brain while I was watching myself decorate fish tanks. But it's a good Zatsu stream, so it's not intensive for my computer. But yeah, I'm just gonna schedule it as like a regular chatting stream, and then I'll just be doing the fish tank designing in the background. Yeah, maybe council tanks, I don't know. We'll see. Plus it's a small game, it's easy to download. My leg is so itchy. Any other questions? Yeah, the humidity. I don't know why it's making my skin itchy. Maybe I have eczema. ID tanks? That'd be cool. I can already like imagine a Muna themed fish tank. Or is this scratching? I can't! Oh my god. I'm looking at my knee like in the sunlight, and I have like so many little bumps all over my knee. A fungal infection? I don't think so. I think it's just heat rash. Fungal infection usually has like a very specific look to it. JP Food Tier stream? Yeah, I've been thinking about it lately. I'm gonna do it soon. Don't scratch, it'll make it worse. Ugh. But it's so itchy. Have you gone to any arcades? Yeah, I went to some arcades. There were some in Shimakitazawa. I think that's the place called. Oh yeah, I got a really cute thing that I got it first try. Yeah, pretty skilled in the claw machine. I got it first try in the claw machine. I'm gonna give it to Gura. Because I think it's something that she likes. Maybe. But yeah, I thought, walking around alone, I'd be like bored or something, but I just listen to music. It's pretty fun. Not that is that different from the other Japan trips either. But we did hang out a bit, and like we all went to go do some stuff, so it's nice. Anti-itching cream. Yeah, I should get some. Yeah, I'm excited for the concert happening. Oh my god. Happening in 2 days. I can't wait. Come to you live. I hope you guys can make it. I know that, I don't know, stream tickets are kind of expensive, but hopefully you guys can watch. Yeah, just walking around Japan is really fun. Pretty fun. You got merch for it. Oh, nice. You'll be watching stream. You're going to fly out that morning. Wow, exciting. It's an exciting day. Watching from stream. Nice. Yeah, I wish I could gift you guys like streaming tickets or something, but no. But no. They said no. Have I been to the zoo yet? No, I haven't been to the zoo. I went to a pet store. And oh, the cats are so cute. They have like kittens and puppies. But I don't know. Maybe I don't have to worry about it. But I always think about like, at least here in Japan, I don't know what happens to like the animals if they don't get adopted. It makes me sad to think about. So I don't know. It is cute to see them though. Very cute. Super cute. All right. Yeah, I wish I could buy them all. I wish. I hope, you know, somebody takes good care of them, is all. Yeah! Kick my mic, though. I don't know, before I leave. I kind of want to go to, like, one of those animal cafes, but I'm not sure, like, which is good to go to. Maybe if there's, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to say which one I want to go to, just in case. Just in case! Okay, I'm gonna end the Twitter space here, but thank you for watching. I'm gonna finish up some of these noodles. I don't wanna waste anything. Like, even when they give me food at the restaurant, and it's like, what was it? I got pasta at some place, and it came with like a salad, and it had, I think, mentaiko as a dressing, kind of. And I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know if I want to eat it. It's like bright orange. And I'm like, But I forced myself to eat it because, I don't know, it's rude if you like leave too much. So at least try to eat half. At the very least. This doesn't look weird. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Oh, 69 comments on this Twitter space. Thank you for listening. I will see you guys tomorrow. Yeah, I gotta set up stream for tomorrow. Okay, goodbye, 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 goodbye.